It's that time of year when the sun worshippers of Denmark say goodbye to the long dark winter, throw open the doors, and go prancing into the light. Wait, do cows prance? I guess they do. Sissel Overgaard sent this report from a farm in southern Denmark.
It's become something of a national holiday. On a Sunday in mid-April, hundreds of thousands of Danes put on their rubber boots and make their way to the nearest organic dairy farm. They wander around in the barns to admire the cows, sample bits of cheese and yogurt, and let the kids climb around on giant stacks of hay. Then, just before noon, everyone lines up outside the big barn doors.
We're just waiting for the cows to get out here for summertime.
Martin Dalgaard hasn't been to this event before, but he knows what's coming.
A dance from the cows. They make a dance because they're heavy. They're being closed out.
And yes, as soon as the farmer opens the gate, out they come, 300 cows, leaping, bucking, and tussling for joy as soon as they hit the grass. Young Julia Josefsen, who calls a play-by-play from the sidelines, says she can identify with the feeling of being cooped up all winter. It must be really annoying, she says. I would do the same as the cows. Öko Day, or Organic Day, was started 12 years ago as a way of highlighting the fact that organic cows get to spend the summer outside, as opposed to most conventional dairy cows. Søren Petersen, who owns a dairy farm in nearby Ribe, says for him it's clear this is natural animal behavior, and that's why he's in the process of converting his own farm to organic.
For me, it's not about the money.
But a good profit doesn't hurt, and organic dairy farmers are doing very well right now, especially when compared with their non-organic counterparts. For months, the global price of conventional milk has been driven down by factors like a Russian sanction on Western dairy products and an oversupply by European farmers. In fact, it's been so low that most Danish farmers are selling their milk at a loss. The high export potential for organic milk, on the other hand, has the Danish government and dairy industry actually helping farmers like Petersen who want to make the switch.
I am a little nervous that we could create too many organic farmers. I would hate to see that people can't make money on organics.
Danish agriculture has been going through a hard time. Last year, 160 farmers went bankrupt, which wouldn't be many in America, but in this tiny country, it's a near record. This year looks to be off to an even worse start, according to government statistics. But Per Kulstar, who heads an organization called Organic Denmark, says converting to organic agriculture could be an answer for at least some struggling farmers.
If we look into the market situation, look into how it has been developing during the last 30 years, we can just see how the curves are growing. They're going one way and that's up.
And that could mean more cows will be dancing for joy in Denmark. For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Rødding.